9/20/22. Special edition of the Stu Peters Show featuring the documentary Shortage. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Imminent, immediate food shortages, famine coming. This is not fear porn, and you better be ready. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Naomi Wolf on today's show as well. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, September 20th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the bells of the Vatican are ringing. Not to call people to worship God, no. To call in the church's wealth before a coming calamity. Pope Francis has put the word out, ordering every entity affiliated with the Vatican to transfer all of their financial assets into the Vatican Bank by the end of the month. That means every religious order, every Catholic foundation, every arm of the Catholic Church anywhere around the whole globe has a hard date, just 10 days away, to get its money under the direct control of the Vatican. That means pulling billions of dollars out of Swiss financial institutions and top banks in London and Rome and Paris and the United States. Now, while we call it the Vatican Bank, that isn't really its real name. Technically, it's not even a bank at all. Its real name is the Institute for the Works of Religion, and it's a private financial institute run out of Vatican City. It was founded in 1942 at the height of World War II, and almost nothing is known about its day-to-day operations and dealings. It only put out its first annual report in 2013 after multiple scandals. One of the institute's former leaders, Ettore Gatti Tedeschi, says that his efforts to stop crime and corruption at the bank nearly got him killed before he was pushed out a decade ago. More recently, in an interview, Tedeschi said that COVID was being exploited by globalists to pursue a great reset of imposing radical policies onto the entire planet to crash the global population. But more to the point, why is the Vatican recalling all of its money now? The Vatican is basically a deep state institution. They get word of things before they happen. So do they have advance word that a major economic collapse is coming? Inflation is still high. We're in a full-blown recession. Russia and Ukraine are still at war. Actually, check that. We are at war with Russia in Ukraine. China is still doing COVID lockdowns. Something has to give. Last Friday, FedEx stock dropped 20% overnight after the company's CEO revealed a major slowdown in international shipments and predicted a global economic recession. What the hell is going on? Edward Saul has some thoughts on this, and he joins us now. Edward, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Stu. It does appear that Pope Francis is preparing for an October surprise. It's every couple of years we hear about these surprises in the fall, surprises that are never to our benefit. They're a war, some shock to the markets, or some kind of change to the world. Well, the change to the world has happened. Through the pandemic, we saw governments put in systems that could both change the way we work, change the way we think, and take away the rights that we have remaining. I think regard to this this move by the Vatican. So first of all, the Vatican, for sure, is on the inside. They're getting the heads up about what's happening economically because they're considered their own little empire in this sense. They have holdings in every country in the world. And that's what makes this decision by the Vatican, by Pope Francis, so important. It's every institution in the world, every church, every parish. They're about to be essentially separated in part, because the money is going to be purely controlled by Rome, by the institutions in Rome. Some people, Stu, are saying that this is just a consolidation of power. For me, and I think for you, we look at many of these instances from the 10,000 feet view. There are so many things happening in October. We have a run-up to an election that is probably already rigged, probably has no impact from the voters, and again is putting more Chinese-controlled or just straight pedophile-controlled, satanically-controlled politicians into power. On top of that, we have a famine coming, famine that was manufactured, was artificial, something that was not just due to a corrupt failure. It was due to government corruption, evil people such as John Podesta, as you mentioned, Shortage in the movie, I believe. They go into this aspect of it. Past this, Stu, we also have a prospect for war in Taiwan. You saw over the weekend, Joe Biden said that we would deploy U.S. troops. What U.S. troops? We just kicked all the best troops out the military before rescinding the vaccine mandates, but now we're going to go to war with China. That war, according to analysts, is slated to happen in October. Stu, I don't think for a second this move was a coincidence or just an accident. I think the Vatican is preparing to weather the storm to come.
And we hope that you will weather the storm to come as well. You talked about shortage. This is a documentary that was put together by the great folks over at heavensharvest.com. I've had the opportunity to view this. This is not a joke. This is not fear porn. This is not something that we just talk about lightly or take lightly. There's one thing that they can do to completely knock out any control that we have left, any freedom or individual liberty, put us under the thumb of absolute empowerment, control, totalitarianism, make us a completely subservient class globally, worldwide, and that is to restrict our food. You can't survive without eating. Kids, I mean, we have seen what happens in the streets in countries where famine occurs. Violent. Home invasions, looting, robbing, stealing, raping, assaulting, killing. All of this happens when people starve and they need food. That's upcoming. And you mentioned these wars. The military-industrial complex being activated to enrich and empower those in the D.C. Beltway and the insiders like the Vatican. We're fighting an undeclared proxy de facto war in Ukraine against Russia right now. Nobody voted for this. We're fighting a war, sending upwards of $100 billion, probably $200 by the time it's all over, to the most corrupt country in the EU. And now we have this Taiwan thing ramping up. Doesn't the Vatican, doesn't the Pope have some like little boys to go touch or something? I mean, this is actual robbery. This reminds me of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, Stu, I think the robbery, if we're going to call this, is a grand scheme of fraud. It's not the first time the Vatican Bank has come under pressure in this manner. And the inquiry led to some levels of transparency. But in the 1980s, there was a global recession on par, some say, with what we're about to face as humanity, as the regular people that work every single day and try to raise kids in this hellhole. But I tell you this, we do know the last time this happened. The Vatican Bank was faced with a $350 million scandal out of London, and there was a man named Roberto Calvi. He was a Freemason, part of the P2 Masonic Lodge. They used to call him God's banker. Well, this man was found hung from Blackfriars Bridge with bricks with Masonic writing on them in his pockets and in his crotch. This man was killed because about $1 billion went missing. I think that this bank, the Vatican Bank, is used often for money laundering. I think it was used then for money laundering, for various activities, including, as you mentioned, maybe the possible cover-ups, the payments to cover up sex trafficking and abuse that did occur inside the church. Also, this could be the way the Vatican makes peace with the WEF, the World Economic Forum, a group that they have allied with for inclusive capitalism. The Pope invited in Klaus Schwab and the Rothschilds to meet with him in the Vatican. I think, Stu, what's happened is there may have been a peace agreement made. The Vatican is going to be left alone in much of the turbulence to come. And in exchange for this, they get to move their money back into the vaults, the gold vaults, the electronic gold vaults of the day. The rest of the world is going to have to figure it out. I know you and I, we have Jesus Christ protecting us. Amen. I pray for the others who have been left behind.
This is a monarchy. You know, people died to keep us from having a monarchy. They want us 24-hour around the news clock, news cycle, mourning the loss of the queen. And now the Vatican, I mean, this is all the same thing. This is a totalitarian state of affairs, ordering all of these entities to just surrender all of their cash for these corrupt dealings. It's insane. Great reporting. Edward Saul, thank you so much.
God bless you, Stu.
God bless you. All right, Stu Crew, go to Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. I haven't been more excited about a new advertiser in recent time than I am about Curibl. This is the CBD company where all of the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Use promo code Stu, you get 20% off site-wide. What can CBD help you with? What can't it help you with is probably the shorter answer. My God, when I started doing the research on CBD, I found papers published that this helps with Parkinson's symptoms even. If your kid is on ADHD medication, try CBD instead. Natural CBD from a family-owned business. All of the hemp comes from right here in the state of Minnesota. All of the products, I can't believe all of the different forms of CBD and the things that it can help you with. Besides Parkinson's and ADHD, migraine, headaches, do you suffer with seasonal allergies or maybe pet allergies? Maybe your pet needs CBD. There's pet CBD as well. How about the balm? Or the muscle cream, or the cooling roll-on, or the dry spray for any joint pain, ligament pain, muscle pain. All of these things can be treated with CBD naturally. Go to Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Get 20% off when you use promo code STU. That's site-wide. Promo code STU for 20% off at Curibl.com. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. Well, Naomi Wolf has a brand new Substack post out drawing upon the work of thousands of volunteers who've come forward to pore over thousands of pages of leaked Pfizer documents. The post is as interesting as it is horrifying. Quote, the worst that can happen to the human species is happening. Analysis of Pfizer's leaked research documents, quote, has now fully demonstrated that Pfizer's mRNA vaccines target human reproduction in comprehensive, likely irreversible ways. These harms include damage to the menstrual cycle, harms to the testes, the ovaries, and other sex organs, damage to the placenta of developing newborns, contamination of amniotic fluid, and damage to newly born babies. In four cases documented by Pfizer itself, women given the vaccine developed green breast milk. At least those women still gave birth. That makes them luckier than the 22% who were suffering miscarriages in the second and third trimester of their pregnancies. Naomi adds that, quote, soon humanity will realize that the worst thing ever to happen to it has taken place. Soon humanity will realize that the miscarriages and the drops in birth rate worldwide, the drop in life expectancy, the neonatal deaths, the ruination of eggs and ovaries were done to them with knowledge aforethought, and that the means for healing the bodies of women is not clear. For reporting this, of course, Wolf and her allies have faced an unprecedented campaign of vilification, denunciation, and ridicule from the forces of the mainstream press, which, by the way, have acted as full-time shills for Pfizer and Moderna and the other pharma behemoths. Naomi Wolf joins us now to talk more about this. Naomi, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me, Stu.
Of course. So what is your take here? What is the real reason that the press is ignoring what the rest of us are seeing in plain sight?
Well, you know, as a journalist of 35 years and one who's for decades focused on women's health issues, the fact that this gigantic story, the biggest story of our time, if not humanity, right? This comprehensive assault revealed in the Pfizer documents against every aspect of human reproduction, from male sperm to women's ova to placentas to newborn babies themselves, as you described, it is comprehensively either being ignored or, you know, as my Substack points out, attacked. Right. And vilified. And in fact, two recent lawsuits have found that the attacks started as long ago as a year when both the CDC and the White House were discussing as misinformation that had to be stamped out my accurate tweet warning about hundreds of women reporting menstrual harms early on. So why are they ignoring it? Well, I want to hear your thoughts, but Pfizer underwrites. I mean, I just was invited to the Atlantic magazine's event, and one of the sponsors is Pfizer. The CARES Act poured $1 billion into trusted messengers, including media, for overcoming vaccine hesitancy. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is invested in the vaccines as well as the vaccine passports, they spent millions and millions funding BBC, NPR, The Guardian, so many trusted gatekeepers in order to advocate for overcoming vaccine hesitancy, which means smearing or silencing people like me and erasing the work that these volunteers, these scientific medical experts are doing in service of humanity. So that's as far as I've gotten. But also there's a massive crime here. So, of course, once you've committed a crime, you need to kill the messenger who's standing up saying, you guys, here's the evidence. There's blood all over the floor. You know, there are bodies of tiny babies stacking up. You know, you guys have committed a massive, massive crime. I mean, these are beyond capital offenses, right? This is like Nuremberg trials level, you know, Mengele level experiments. And I don't say that lightly as a Jewish woman. This is the biggest crime humanity's ever seen. And so additionally, we've seen through the CDC and White House disclosures of colluding with big tech that they're in bed with each other to silence people who bring forward the evidence of this crime. That's the best I can do.
I agree 100%. I mean, this is all about money. We've estimated on this program that these major broadcast and cable news networks get about 70% of their budget now from Big Pharma. They're not going to just say, toss that aside. But as a result of that, they are almost worse than the inventors and the people who put this together to unleash on humanity, because millions, hundreds of millions of people are completely programmed by what they watch every evening on their news broadcasts.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's terrifying. And let's not ignore the role of China, which keeps coming up again and again in my independent research and others. I found that the CCP has a memorandum of understanding with BioNTech, which manufactures the Pfizer injection, mRNA injection, and that the SEC filing showed 100% tech transfer to China. It says to China, not a Chinese
company.
So
how does that translate to our government? Because China didn't lock us down. China didn't mandate these shots. That's our own government.
Right. I mean, that's the right thing to ask, but we also saw that, basically what's happened is that there's a level, and I talk about this in my book, The Bodies of Others, a level of coordination that is heaving into view above the level of nation states. And it's the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and the CCP, you know, and big tech, right? Loosely aligned. And they are colluding with a hostage White House, this is my view, and with puppet governments in, you know, aligned with them around the world, Macron and Boris Johnson and Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand. These people are all kind of puppets of this meta-national entity. And I do want to say that in my analysis of the Pfizer documents, the vast majority of adverse events are in the United States, and the second biggest number of adverse events are in Western Europe. And that is not random. So my analysis is that this is a bioweapon, and it's a national security attack in which basically North America, especially the United States and Western Europe, who are problematic to global tyrants, right? Because of our tradition of the Constitution in our country and human rights in Western Europe, we are uniquely under assault by people who want to reorder the world. And they've said so without human rights, without the Constitution, and really without the next generation being able to reproduce freely. And that's my conclusion of why what's happening. So the White House is not in supreme command. I think the White House is hostage to these forces as well.
I agree. I think our Constitution is null and void. I think our elections are fake. I think that everybody's installed. I think that the CCP has infiltrated our government to the highest levels, including up to as close to the chief of staff of the president of the United States of America, with Mark Meadows doing business and in allegiance with the ridiculously named Humpty Dumpty Institute and the Taiha Institute. These are directly tied to PLA officials.
Wow.
It's insane. It's absolute insanity. We have a compromised corporate government crime syndicate, a structure that's not representative of the people. There is nobody inside of our government, with the exception of possibly Ron Johnson, we'll see where he takes it, actually coming out and saying the things that are obviously right in front of our face. We're supposed to believe that our eyes are lying to us, that our ears are not hearing what we're hearing, that we're not reading the data and the studies. This is a bioweapon, 100%. I agree with that sentiment. I just want to know, like, at what point do you think it was? We knew that the masks didn't work. We knew that the lockdowns didn't work. We saw what China was doing. And yet, for some reason, I don't know if it was Kushner in Trump's ear. I don't know what it was. Why did we lock down our country?
I mean, I wasn't in those rooms, right? But I have been an advisor to a presidential campaign and to a vice president. And I was married to a White House speechwriter. So I can tell you that, you know, presidents are not they're generalists. They're not scientists. They're not health experts. So they have to trust their advisors at a certain point. And so, you know, when President Trump was told, or even President Biden, this is a novel virus. We've never seen anything like it before. You know, these computer models say if you lock everyone in their homes, they'll survive. They don't have a basis from which to challenge that. And I can also tell you that when the whole corporate media is signed on to this, then going against the grain and saying, well, wait a minute, I want to listen to some other experts, or what about the Great Barrington Declaration experts, that risks burning up political capital. You're killing Americans. I remember those messages. I wrote about this in The Bodies of Others. You know, you're killing grandma. You want to let it rip. I mean, the messaging was so coherent, right? And now we know why. There was great high level of coordination around messaging, kind of bypassing the United States president with, and Politico just did a really interesting expose of this with the German paper Die Welt, showing that these NGOs, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, WHO, stepped in with their own messaging over the heads of nation states, over the heads of presidents and prime ministers, and made the pandemic unfold in lockstep around the world with these nonsensical lockdowns, masks, to drive us to take this injection, which subsequently is sterilizing the next generation and killing people off.
And doing exactly what they want it to do. These aren't side effects or adverse reactions. These are intended consequences, 100%. I'm way over time here, but I got to get this question in, so we'll just have to put off this break. How does this end? How long can the media ignore this? What is the threshold for death and damage and carnage created by these shots?
Well, Stu, I guess what I'd like to say to you and everyone watching is we have to stop. We have to leave that paradigm behind. We can no longer expect doctors to act like doctors or hospitals to act like hospitals. We can't expect media to say, oh my God, let's disclose this horrific crime. People are dropping dead. Women are being sterilized. It won't happen. We can't expect our leaders even, because the next tranche will get in and they'll be bought off by Pfizer and Moderna, right? We can't expect anyone to save us but ourselves. So, you know, it ends with us. It ends with us creating new institutions, shows like yours, sites like mine, you know, supporting the dissident doctors who are trying to recreate real science, recreate real medicine, us watching the polls, us running for state level office, local office, school board, us, you know, really, this is, I believe, a spiritual crisis. And I'm not a proselytizer, you know, in addition to a material and a political crisis, us convening, us praying together, us going to town hall meetings, us protecting our communities from what is they have planned for us of a winter of shortages, spiking electricity bills, you know, driving us into the ground economically. We're back to 1776, you know, and we're back to the resistance in World War II. I mean, it is up to us to protect each other in our constitution. Stop waiting for others to act the way they're supposed to. Institutionally, they won't.
Nobody's riding in on a white horse to save us. We have to be the plan. Exactly. I agree 100%. Yeah. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. I always encourage all of you to do research on your own, to go find answers to questions that you might have. We don't just sit up here and go tell you what to buy and tell you what to take and tell you what to do. I expect you to go do the research, use your own discernment. MegBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. I use this product called Magnesium Breakthrough. It has done tremendous things for the quality of sleep that I get. It combats stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights, which lead to an early grave. We want you to live. We want you to get the sleep that you need. It's critical for your body's overall function to have the appropriate types and the exact right amounts of magnesium in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough has those 7 most critical types of magnesium in this one capsule formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, do the research, and then take the pill. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge. And gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So, of course, you've heard of the Great Reset and sustainability and all of those other labels that globalists use to destroy whole countries. Well, now here's a new one. The World Bank Group is promoting a new practice it calls climate smart agriculture. Here's what the World Bank says, quote, agriculture is a major part of the climate problem. It currently generates 19 to 29% of total greenhouse gas emissions. Without action, that percentage could rise substantially as other sectors reduce their emissions. The bank, meanwhile, describes its climate-smart agriculture as, quote, an integrated approach to managing landscapes, cropland, livestock, forests, and fisheries that address the interlinked challenges of food security and climate change. In other words, buried beneath all of those buzzwords, you have another agenda for globalist control. Our current methods of growing food are too free. It's time for globalist micromanagers to swoop in and dictate how things are done, what crops we grow, what animals we raise, what foods we eat. Just like COVID, they're using the language of crisis to justify one of the biggest power grabs in history. If you don't give us total and absolute control, they say, then the climate will kill us all. So hand over all of the power right now. This is a plan to globalize what we've already seen happening in the Netherlands. Remember, the Dutch are the best farmers in the world. In a piece barely bigger than Maryland, with one of the densest populations in the world, they grow enough food to be the world's second biggest agricultural exporter. Right now, they're getting crushed in the name of climate. The government's explicit agenda is to put them out of business and get their farmers to stop raising food in the name of the climate. Well, now that same agenda is going worldwide. Now let's think about this for just a moment. The world's population is growing. The amount of available land is shrinking. So what would make sense? Would it make more sense to give more resources to the world's most efficient farmers and train more farmers to be like them so that we could get the most food possible out of the smallest amount of land? Or does it make more sense to crush these farmers so our farms are less efficient and produce less food on more land? Of course, you already know the answer. Everybody knows the answer. So why is the World Bank and every other globalist institution choosing the opposite? Because this isn't about the climate. It's about dominance and control. Maria Z has been following us, and she joins us now to discuss more of this. So Maria, this is a huge power grab. They want to crush the farmers. Why is the World Bank involved? What the hell is going on?
Well, we know why the World Bank's involved, Stu. They want to be involved in absolutely everything. And as we see with the World Health Organization, everyone, give us your money. Let's create a monetary fund where everyone just gets punished and sanctioned if they don't comply with our rules when it comes to your health. And now they're doing it with the agriculture industry as well. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has just invested or is investing $2.8 billion in climate smart agriculture, which sounds great. Climate smart, let's support the climate. Well, they justify it by saying that there is strong and growing interest in the private sector and among consumers for food that is grown in a climate friendly way. That's a quote from a World Grain article. First of all, have you ever heard the market demanding that we grow food in a climate smart way? And climate smart essentially just means whatever Bill Gates and his cronies say. They talk about the fact that this is going to increase the competitive advantage of the US agriculture, both domestically and internationally, and support a diverse range of product producers and operation types. But here's the kicker. I'll give you an example. US-based Ricelands Food is one of the companies that are receiving the funding. And the funds, it says, will help Riceland build a farmer-focused asset registry system for data collection, benefit quantification, verification, and farmer compensation. Straight off the bat, number one, first thing, data collection. It's very much the same as what we're seeing with, say, for example, the smart cities. And it goes on with an Australian plan here where we see Farmers for Climate Action talking about how Australians are on the forefront of climate change. You know, we've been used to changing weather in this country in difficult weather, but now it's so unexpected because of climate change. They then go on to talk about how we should depend on organizations such as CSIRO, who's previously been involved in weather modification and gain of function research in Wuhan. They're the ones that we should be trusting to talk to us about this changing landscape of climate. There's a range of different tracking apps that they recommend. The CSIRO's Smart Agriculture plan is also listed. And these tracking apps also include things like water sensors. Now, we know that in the city of Bathurst, and I bring up the smart cities because they say that there are going to be water sensors or water tracking apps that limit the amount of water usage that you can have. This is essentially what this is. They're tracking the production, they're tracking the water usage, and at any time, if they want to further engineer the food crisis or limit food to a certain area, or say that we have this particular shortage in order to starve the population so that you'll go and eat their bugs, they can do it through this technology. And this is happening worldwide, Stu.
Don't call it bugs, Maria. It's micro livestock. Don't you know
that?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, bugs are really healthy. aren't bugs like toxic? Don't they give off some sort of a toxic substance, like all of them, right? I mean, these are not supposed to be eaten, consumed by human beings. If you were trapped in the wilderness, had to survive for a few days, and there was a bug that you knew to be safe, I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do. But we are not designed to eat bugs. But this is exactly what they want you to do. They want you to eat their micro livestock. The plan here is to just do away with cattle, with beef altogether, because it doesn't make enough money for the globalists. They can't control it.
Correct. But it's not just that, Stu. It's also limiting people's ability to interact with nature. You know that in Victoria, we have the agriculture legislation. I've spoken in great detail about this, which is essentially going to limit people growing their own food in their backyards. The same state of Victoria has just introduced new rules that are limiting people's ability to go out into nature. Walkers and riders caught not using government-sanctioned trails outdoors could face heavy fines of up to $924 for walking where the government says they're not allowed.
Have to laugh at this point. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
It is, absolutely. She covers it all in great detail on Uncensored, Maria Z. You can find it on the Stu Peters Network on Rumble, or of course, always at StuPeters.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. There is a light switch for your brain. No more snooze button, no more shot of caffeine, no more cup of coffee required. Be the best you all day long, processing information at lightning speed. Added aggression, relaxation, creativity, focus, drive, control. All of these things can be found at Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the nootropics brain supplements. 100% safe, 100% legal, 100% non-addictive. Be the best employee, the best boss, the best husband, the best spouse, the best mother, father, the best homeschooler. Have yourself firing on all cylinders. Don't let anybody pull the wool over your eyes. Fill out the personal questionnaire. Get the custom package sent to you. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters.
Huge fire at a food processing plant. This is for Taylor Farms.
By the time I got here, the building was engulfed in flames.
We are on the precipice of a global food crisis.
We haven't seen how bad this is going to get yet. I mean, everybody's talking about the cost of food. There's not going to be any food.
Worked in a refinery shop, too.
You did? Wait, when?
Up until we blew it up.
Oh my gosh, again, look at this, guys. Look at this video right now.
Problem, reaction, solution. In 2019, the World Health Organization, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Economic Forum hosted a war game warning of a likely coronavirus pandemic that would plague the Earth. 2 months later, their predictions came true. This forewarning from the cabal of their intentions is not new. 7 years ago, the Center for Naval Analysis held a war game called Food Chain Reaction. which predicts a supply chain collapse beginning in 2020 and culminating in 2030, describing exactly what the world is now encountering. Which does make one wonder. Are they warning of a future that is their own creation? And what better person to manifest this war game than the man who funded it himself, the new climate czar, John Podesta. The following is a fictional news broadcast produced as part of the Food Chain Reaction Food Security Exercise in Washington, D.C. on November 9th, 2015.
Good evening. It's November 8th, 2020, and this is Dan Cronkite with your nightly news. With food prices rising around the world, tonight, a look at our increasingly vulnerable food system.
We've seen mounting challenges to governments, international organizations, and the private sector in providing access to affordable food. Pressure from a shrinking rural labor force, limited availability of new farmland, increased urbanization, social and political unrest, and climate change-induced risks have led to global food supply disruptions.
The stakes are clear. How will our leaders in government, business, and international aid react to this growing food security challenge? The world is looking to them for answers.
The infamous globalist Henry Kissinger once said, "Control oil and you control nations. Control food and you control people." Problem, reaction, solution.
I'm Clayton with Heaven's Harvest. We got a survival food company. We kind of got our finger on the market, you know what I mean? We see the trends, we see the ups and downs. We stay up to date on news, what's going on. You know, we feel the pulse of the country.
Tonight, Americans' gas price headaches are getting worse.
BlackRock CEO Larry Fink warning that people should be worrying more about soaring food prices than oil prices.
I mean, people are getting worried now, and they should be, you know what I mean? Like, you can walk to the grocery store and see what's going on the aisles. Like our grocery store, it's no longer individual products on each shelf. They just take the product and spread it out.
What's up with this? Aisle after aisle of folding chairs? And look at this store, the shelves filled with giant plastic piggy banks.
Every single aisle has these piggy banks here.
Nope, it's not the latest craze. They're decoys.
It's a tactic many stores are using to fill empty shelves at a time when the nation's experiencing major shortages of pretty much everything.
You're seeing all the chicken places being burnt down and the processing plants being burnt down. It's just driving the cost up.
As devastating as this is for Deli Star and its employees, there's going to be an undoubted ripple effect that's going to make it even harder for the small town of Fayetteville and the families and businesses that live here.
It's going to get bad here pretty quick.
He's saying a Cessna 340 twin-engine plane was traveling from around a local airport. Witnesses reporting the plane had veered sharply and crashed onto the side of the General Mills cereal plant here off Industrial Park Boulevard.
How many of them have been set intentionally? You know, I mean, like it's, at this point, it's like almost not a coincidence that there's this many catching on fire.
This is the second time in a week that something like this has happened. On April 14th, the plane crashed into the Gem State Processing in East Idaho. What's going on here? Well, the story gets weirder. Food processing plants all over the country seem to be catching fire.
January 11th, 2021, Fayetteville, Illinois. Firefighters respond to the Deli Star meat plant at 10 p.m. The 75,000 square foot facility with 100 employees was declared a total loss with no injuries reported. August 2nd, 2021, Hansville, Alabama. One of its 250 employees dialed 911 from a Tyson-owned River Valley Ingredients poultry plant at 12:35 p.m. 26 area fire departments responded in addition to the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. The ADEM cleared the site of any environmental impact. Total loss, no injuries. 21 days later, in Cobb County, Georgia, a fire raged at the Paddock Meat Production Company. At approximately 10:30, fire crews arrived and began aggressively fighting the fire. Crews continued to put out hotspots till the morning. The two-year-old building was severely damaged. No injuries.
October 12th, 2021, Caldwell, Idaho. Dairy Gold Milk Drying Plant, 300 employees, no injuries, total loss. November 29th, 2021, Scott Township, Pennsylvania, Made Right Steak Company, no injuries, total loss. December 13th, 2021, San Antonio, Texas, Wisconsin River Meat Plant, 55 employees, no injuries, total loss. February 22nd, March 16th, March 20th, April 13th, Maricopa, 2022, Shears, all Azure, 838 Shears Foods, no injuries, total loss.
Somebody has to be doing it on purpose. So I can't say that I don't believe in coincidences, but I don't believe in dozens, if not hundreds, of coincidences happening at the same time. One or two is possible, but hundreds is not a real thing.
While investigating these serial arsons, an employee of the River Valley Ingredients Plant of Hanceville, Alabama, came forward on Facebook with a thinly veiled acknowledgement of foul play. So, we messaged her. And then asked if she would come on air to blow the whistle. She declined, indicating it was pointless, because the corporate lawyers made it known that nobody got hurt.
Recent fires at food processing plants across the U.S. have several people speculating online if something else is behind them. This tweet notes a, quote, odd coincidence that, quote, 18 U.S. food processing facilities burned down in the last 6 months.
My name is attorney Stephanie Lambert. I represent Ruth Moten in Moten versus Bookvar in Pennsylvania. And we have discovered some interesting data as a result of doing a deep dive in this case. Jim Savage, the voting machine warehouse supervisor, is one of the defendants that Ruth Moten sued. And when we were taking a look at some of the whistleblower audio and video, Jim Savage made an interesting statement.
I worked in the refinery shop too.
You did? Wait, when?
Up until we blew it up. I was there for the explosion.
So at that point, we took a look into Jim Savage's life. You know, he has a home in Costa Rica. The home and its value didn't match necessarily what his expected income would be.
The beach is called Unquia.
Unquia? If it's an empty lot, does it have an address? Or do they give you an address yet? How did they do that?
Thing in Costa Rica.
Jim Savage is very much involved as a Democrat. He was a Bernie Sanders delegate. Then he supported Hillary Clinton. You know, he's been at a number of the rallies and marches regarding the Supreme Court decision on abortion. We have him on tape talking about how he has the DA essentially owing him favors as a result of being his political buffer.
And the district attorney?
They owed me.
Why did they owe you?
Well, you know, before I did this, I did elections. And Jack, I was like Jack's progressive shield. He held me up.
That's nice. He was your buffer?
I was his buffer.
Oh, you were his buffer.
He's no longer the voting machine warehouse supervisor. He's now in Washington, D.C.
Perhaps Mr. Savage has returned to the swamp to further the progress of food chain reaction. In 2020, John Podesta's supposedly fictitious war game became a reality. The game took the players from the year 2020 to 2030, and as it was projected, the decade brought two major food crises. Keep in mind, this war game was produced in 2015, and 7 years later, we are seeing it come to life perfectly, with prices approaching 400% of the long-term average, a raft of climate-related extreme weather events, and predictions of governments toppling in Pakistan and Ukraine.
More than 100 days into the war in Ukraine, the United Nations is warning yet again of a devastating global food crisis.
Go!
Pretty simple. They produce 30% of the world's urea between Russia, Ukraine, that region. So while it's in the state that it's in, they're not producing as much, exporting as much. You know, we import raws and we manufacture here. So you're importing raws, and you know, 30% of the raw product in the world is coming out of one region, and all of a sudden it's on fire. That has a cause and effect. Urea is a main nitrogen that we use. It's a cheaper version of nitrogen. In some amount, some volume, at some rate, there really isn't a crop that is produced that urea can't be used on. Move 30% of supply. Basic economics is supply, demand. Demand's consistent, supply's down, price's up.
With regard to food shortage, yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
If you pump gas or pay a heating bill, you're already on the economic front lines of the showdown in Ukraine. Home heating oil up 56% in a year. Gasoline now averaging $3.51 nationally, up from $2.63 a year ago.
You have 9 things coming to create a problem, and you're not really sure how many you have to fix to kind of correct the problem.
And other shocks have made the crisis worse.
We are in uncharted territory because not only do we have a food crisis with multiple causes, but also this is coming on top of an energy crisis.
An end to the sale of petrol and diesel cars by 2027. That's one of the radical suggestions from the Committee for Sydney if our city is to meet emission reduction goals. The think tank's wide-ranging proposals also cover your home and your workplace.
Control oil. And you control nations.
Yeah, that's a huge problem on everybody's bottom line. Your ships that are bringing materials over are diesel. The trucks that pull from the ports are diesel. There's probably a forklift or two at a port that are diesel.
Yeah, the farms, like the truck that brought the chemicals to the farm came on a diesel truck. The fertilizer that's coming out of the ground is being mined with diesel.
The water coming out of the ground is because of a diesel pump.
The tractor's running up and down. It's all diesel. You know, when they pick the crop and get it out of the field, it's being delivered with a diesel truck.
Every time a load of beef moves from a farm to a feedlot, every time it moves from a feedlot to a meat packer, every piece of meat, every piece of vegetable, every piece of clothing, every consumable item on this planet moves with diesel.
I know we haven't seen the worst of it yet. It's going to be beyond, oh, food's expensive. It's going to be, we don't have food. The stuff we're eating today didn't come out of the ground yesterday. The stuff we're eating today came out of the ground back in the fall. Fuel prices were still cheap then. This fall is going to be bad.
According to their own documents, we are in stage 1 of 4 stages, culminating in total collapse by the year 2030. 7 years ago, United States Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle described food chain reaction and his involvement in the war game. He said, "It's much closer to the real world than you think. The people who play the game here are very committed and serious."
The simulation showed us that we really need to get ahead of the curve.
Over the last couple days, we've learned that alone we can't do it. But together, we have all the confidence that this is a problem that we can solve.
I think it's best we all start believing what they tell us.
And we both talked about how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But awareness of their plans isn't enough. We must also prepare.
there's a lot of people out there that aren't ready for this. It doesn't need to be a lifestyle change. You know, I mean, it's small steps. We wanted to put together a food that it did what it said it was going to do. You know what I mean? If you need a month's worth of food, here's a month's worth of food. And we wanted to put something together that was better. You know, we wanted to get rid of the drink mixes. I got rid of the rice. You know, a lot of places they'll sell you a bucket of food and put 10 pounds of rice in the bottom of it and charge a premium for it. You know, now you feel like you got a real heavy-duty bucket with a lot of food in it. You know, we just put, like, true meals in these buckets. On our site, we've got, you know, a way to store water. We've got a way to filter water in a bottle. And then we've got a way to filter, you know, multiple gallons of water. Our seed kit. You know, there's 39 different varieties of heirloom seeds in there. And again, you don't need to be a master gardener to plant these things. You know, I've got two younger daughters, and you didn't realize how much time we spent together in the garden picking tomatoes or picking corn or planting a seed. You know what I mean? Like, it shocked me how much those two were interested in digging a hole in the ground and putting a seed in it. It's insurance. It's survival insurance. But with a little bit of preparation, you can make sure your family's okay if something does happen. And the question I get all the time is, well, I can't grow. I can't plant a garden. You know, I don't have a green thumb. Look, God has done most of this work for us. If you put something in the ground, it may not be the biggest and best crop, but something will come up. Like, you'll get something to eat. You know, and it may take a few seasons before you figure it out and what you need to do, but if you get a seed in the ground, it will grow. Keep water on it, keep it in the sun, it will grow. You'll get something out of it. So it's important to know how to do this stuff before you need to know how to do it. I was always under the assumption I was gonna stand up here on top of this hill with my gun on my shoulder and take care of my family. And that's not the way it works. They say the lone wolf dies alone. Survival is about a community, the whole community taking care of each other. And if the time comes, we can all come together and pool our resources. I heard somebody say the other day that if you're always prepared, you never have to get ready.
Amazing stuff. Imminent. Immediately imminent famine. Not fear porn. That's real. You know, Clayton Llewellyn and the folks at Heaven's Harvest have been some of the show's closest allies. They can be your allies, too, in the dark months and years to come. They've just added a new product to their lineup. Clayton Llewellyn is here to talk to us about that. Thank you so much for coming. Amazing documentary. Great work. You've put together a list of actually 26 things that have happened over recent times that are going to contribute to the imminent upcoming famine. I'm going to have you back to talk more about that when we actually have time to discuss all 26 things. But you've just added a new product to your lineup that's like recession-proof, so that people can do the one thing that they need to do, which is prepare so that they don't starve.
Yep. Stu, we've had so many people call. I mean, this stuff is expensive. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it's cheap, but it's like survival food's expensive. And a lot of people don't realize, like, you're paying $180 for a 4-gallon bucket. But in that 4-gallon bucket, once you add water to it, I mean, it expands 3-4 times the size of it. But what we've done is we've added a number 10 can. Had that ready. We've added a number 10 can to our website. It's got everything from red and green peppers, peas, corn, pancake mix, butter, all kinds of fruit drinks, all that. They start at $27 a can. There's limited supplies of them. We're going to give your audience, they saw the promo code. If they use that promo code shortage, we'll give them 10% off. If you want to buy one can, or if you want to buy a pallet of those cans, we'll do 10% off for them. That's a limited time only. We've only got so many of them, but check it out. I mean, it's a great selection. There's 15 different items they can look from or purchase. So it'll help with that. It'll help fill your supplies.
Yeah. If there's one thing that you need to take care of, it's yourself and your kids with food. You have to be able to eat. And as you just saw, I mean, this shortage is absolutely coming. Heavensharvest.com. Use promo code shortage. They start at $27 a can. Get a whole pallet of them. I'm telling you, please, if you do one thing, prepare for this imminent shortage. Famine. It's coming. Clayton Llewellyn, for everything that you're doing for humanity, we appreciate it. God bless you.
Stu, thank you.
Of course. And now all of you need to take that documentary and share it with everybody that you love and care about. The mainstream media is not telling people that this imminent shortage and famine is coming. because they don't discuss anything that's important to us or that makes a difference in our lives, or the things that we talk about at our dining room tables with our families, the things that affect us, like having no food. HeavensHarvest.com, make sure to use promo code SHORTAGE for 10% off. Cans starting at just $27. All right. This Stu Peters Show and every Stu Peters Show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management, the independent fiduciary that loves Jesus, that loves this country. He's a like-minded person, doesn't mandate jabs, not jabbed himself, didn't vote for Brandon. And as we know, Brandon is sold out to the CCP, right? So that means that Wall Street, which manipulates your financial advisor and these big box, heavily advertised big banks and firms, are in league with the CCP as well. They're de facto communists. Don't do business with communists. You're talking about your finances. Go to CortezWM.com and book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez, or just pick up the phone and call him. His number is 813-448-3446. Again, call Carlos Cortez and be prepared. 813-448-3446. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar.